Welcome, everybody. It's good to see you again. Lovely sunny morning. Particular welcome to Heather Matthews. Where's Heather Matthews? Who will be talking to us during the service about Link Romania. You'll all be staying on today at noon, won't you? There's a church meeting, so you'll know everything that's happening. Pastoral news. Philip Sawney is still in Harefield Hospital, and Dot Dixon is now out of hospital. And can we remember Olive Springham, who is soon off to Romania? Looking at this week briefly, you've got all the details, you know more about it than I do. Monday, 7:30, is Christianity Explored. Tuesday, 7:30, Faith Advancement is on the subject of Esther. On Saturday, St. Paul's Kingston Hill have the commissioning service for oxygen for the new year between 3 and 5. And finally, Sunday the 26th of September, you're all asking your friends, acquaintances, and anybody you meet if they'd like to come with you to Back to Church Sunday. And if they say yes, you can write out a card and give it to them, and then it's guaranteed they'll come, isn't it? That's it.
I'm going to teach you a song that some of you know that we're going to use at the end of the service, and the words are: sent by the Lord am I, my hands are ready now to make the earth a place in which the kingdom comes. Sent by the Lord am I, my hands are ready now to make the earth a place in which the kingdom comes. Let's try that again from the tip top. Sent by the Lord am I, my hands are ready now to make the earth a place in which the kingdom comes. Sent by the Lord am I, my hands are ready now to make the earth a place in which the kingdom comes. Now, do you believe that? Do you believe it? Right, can we sing it as though we mean it? Let's try that again. No, because there's a chorus as well. Try it again, as though we mean it. Sent by the Lord am I, my hands are ready now to make the earth a place in which the kingdom comes. Sent by the Lord am I, my hands are ready now to make the earth a place in which the kingdom comes. Better? Better? Right, and there's a chorus. Well, sorry, there's the next bit. The angels cannot change a world of hate and pain into a world of love, of justice and of peace. The task is mine to do, to set it really free. Oh, help me to obey, help me to do your will. Yeah? Second bit, please. The angels cannot change a world of hurt and pain into a world of love, of justice and of peace. The task is mine to do, to set it really free. Oh, help me to obey, help me to do your will. Sent by the Lord am I. Yep. like sheep, wandering off in all directions, God is the one who has called us together. When we are like sheep, following blindly the latest trend, God heads us off in a different direction. So let us come together to the God who challenges us, who, when we were lost, searches for us, the God who calls us and carries us back to the fold. We sing, Lord Jesus Christ. To sing our opening prayer of praise. For those of you who are using books, it's number 375. We're going to sing. But first, we're going to be still together. Lord our God, you love us and you are the God who has searched us out. And some of us know what it is to wander. Thank you, tough and gentle God. You are like a shepherd who has guided us and nudged us, encouraged us and told us which way was the right way. Thank you, tough and gentle God. And we believe that in Jesus you have walked the earth. Come among us and experienced the worst things that there are on this earth. Thank you, tough and gentle God. And we, your people, gather to worship. And we, your people, ask that the whole of our lives, the whole of our world, the whole of our church would glorify you, Lord Jesus. So we join to sing. Of Jesus, we ask it. Amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those. If the collection of work that we know as the Gospel according to Luke had the 15th chapter missing, then for many people, their Bible best bits would not be there. These are stories about looking for the one, the thing, the animal, and then eventually the person that is lost. And Rosemary Moore will read to us.
The reading is from Luke 15, verses 1 to 10. One day, when many tax collectors and other outcasts came to listen to Jesus, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law started grumbling. "This man welcomes outcasts and even eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. What do you do? You leave the 99 sheep in the pasture and go looking for the one that got lost until you find it. When you find it, you are so happy, you put it on your shoulders and carry it back home. Then you call your friends and neighbours together and say to them, I'm so happy I lost my... I beg your pardon. I'm so happy I found my lost sheep. Let us celebrate. In the same way, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 respectable people who do not need to repent. Or suppose a woman who has 10 silver coins loses one of them. What does she do? She lights a lamp, sweeps her house, and looks carefully everywhere until she finds it. When she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbours together and says to them, I'm so happy I found the coin I lost. Let us celebrate. In the same way, I tell you, the angels of God rejoice over one sinner who repents.
Most of you know, come October the 16th, my oldest daughter is getting married, and here. And so the wedding will be here at 12, you're almost welcome to come, and then afterwards you're almost welcome to come and have something fizzy and interesting, or flat and orange, if you like, and something to eat afterwards. And then once we're all going off to the reception... But when the bride and groom leave this building, we're going to do a thing which is a tradition in, actually both bits of my tradition, which is in Scotland and in the North East. In Scotland, my bit of Scotland, is called a scramble, yeah? And in the North East, it's called a hoyoot. Hoy means throw. And a scramble is what we'll go for today. Right, so, what happens, write this down, Peter, 2:30 on the 16th, the bridegroom takes some money when he leaves the church building and he just does that with it, right? And the children who are around scramble. Not surprisingly, for the money. And, you know, Geordie thing, hoyoot, you hoy the money, that's it. So you're scrambling for the money. So they look for it and they find it and they take it. Thank you very much, that'll do for me. And it doesn't matter whether they were guests at the wedding or not, they're there picking up the cash. Now, the interesting thing is, of course, there's always a bit of a rummage. But then what happens is, everything, so that's it, it's good. And then very often, some little kid comes along a bit later and looks at the same area, which all the big kids have left, and they find bits of money that the big kids didn't see. They can't be in the first scramble because they would be squashed, but, you know, looking, different angles, different ways that you spot coins that others didn't. The bride and groom do not form the kids in a line and then say to them, right kids, here you are, here's some money. There we go. It's not how it works. If they want the cash, they've got to pick it up. If we want our church to be a growing and developing and welcoming church, then it's our responsibility to invite people. Derek is wrong when he's... I know, amazing, true. But Derek is wrong when he says that we need to go up to everybody and say, come to church with us. Because for some people, that would be a disaster. We need to listen, work out who are the right people. Maybe those who've never been to church before, it would be too far. But those who maybe used to go, who would like somebody, who would like to go back to church, they moved house, they've been in dispute with their vicar, that's how it works. I know. I find it amazing too, but you know. And you know who's going to do it? I have to say, for me, it's a bit difficult. Come, hear me preach, come. No, you know, it's just ghastly. So it has to be, yes? 26th. So that's like not next Sunday, the Sunday after. Just come along with me and accompany, yes? And the same thing is true if we believe that it would be a good idea that people on other bits of the world had some sort of blessing, then how is that going to happen? Well, it's going to happen because people like us put things in shoe boxes, pay the cash to move it, and these will be the hands. Because the way that God works is not. God says, use your hands, use your abilities. You can't do everything, but do what you can. Are you with me? Good, we're going to sing. The Lord's My Shepherd, not to Crimond. I know you're disappointed, but the Stuart Townsend one.
Everybody. Thank you for the opportunity to come and speak to you this morning and for your contribution to the 47,000 family shoeboxes that were given last year. Over the years, this church community has been a great friend to Link Romania and the people we serve in Romania and other parts of Eastern Europe, including Moldova, the Ukraine, and Albania. Last year, I had the opportunity to travel with the Christmas boxes to see the impact your kindness has on those that receive your gifts. And I hope to illustrate through a few stories the difference made and how, for many, the shoeboxes act as a gateway to the other support that Link Romania offers to these communities throughout the year. It is 20 years since the collapse of communism in Romania, and the country is now part of the EU. I'm often asked why the work of Link Romania and others like it is still needed. More than 30% of Romanians live below the poverty line, and the Roma community are about 3.5 times more likely to live in poverty than other Romanians. The country has one of the highest rates of infant mortality in Europe, and thousands of children still live in state-run institutions. The poverty they live in is grinding and relentless. Families of 6 to 8 living in 1 or 2 rooms, often with no heating or running water, and limited or no access to education or work opportunities. Link Romania works through local partners to reach these communities, which guarantees that every shoebox really does reach those that most need it, and that on the ground there are those that reach out to these communities and their needs throughout the year, such as the Little Rainbows Kindergarten and the Meals on Wheels service in Danco in Moldova, both of which are supported by Link Romania. Every box sent is what we call a family shoebox, gifts and practical items for the whole family. The leaflet we produce gives you a list of the items that are suitable and has been developed over many years of working in these areas. In a society where we have so much, it is a stark reminder that things like shower gel and toothpaste are really valued. One lady told me how she had eked out the shower gel she had received for an entire year, as she knew it was the only and what she called luxury that she would have. We were welcomed into every home we visited, and we were shown kindness and hospitality. What little they had, they offered us: a quince from the tree, a seat near the stove, a hug from the children, a quiet smile of appreciation from Mum. I have chosen the following stories to illustrate the impacts of your gifts and things that you enable with your kindness. The first story takes place in the Phantom Block, an awful name for an awful place. It's a council-owned premises that, incredibly, families pay rent to live in. It's what we would describe as derelict. The conditions are desperate. No running water, no toilet facilities, chronic overcrowding, families of 6 or more living in 2 rooms, broken windows, food refrigerated by putting it on the windowsill, precarious and rickety staircases with no handrails and broken stairs. This block and several others like it are supported through a charity called The Way of Hope, which Link Romania worked in partnership with to ensure that the boxes are delivered to families who really need them. One such family had 4 children, 3 younger children and 1 teenage girl of about 15. We gave each box and we gave each child a box, and the 3 younger children sat with their mum, carefully unpacking the boxes, examining each item with great interest and delighting in the generosity that they found within. Whoever we gave the boxes to, they treated the contents with great reverence, often very, very slowly unpacking the box and then carefully repacking it and putting the lid back on, almost as if to keep the contents safe. Each item really is so precious. The kids really enjoyed finding things that they could give to their parents, and those moments of connection were beautiful to behold. Throughout the time we were in the room, the teenage daughter stood quietly to one side, watching closely as her brothers and sisters opened their gifts and getting great pleasure from seeing them enjoying themselves. She had placed her own box on the table by her side, and her hand rested upon it. It was as if she was savouring the anticipation of opening the box, wanting that special time to herself unobserved. We then moved on to other families in the block. About 40 minutes later, as we were leaving, several of the children lined up on the staircase, laughing, smiling, and joking as we made our way out. There in the shadows of the stairwell was the young woman we had seen earlier. Clutched in her hand was a lovely silver handbag. She held it prominently so that we could see how happy she was with it. By complete chance, the box she had been given had contained this perfect gift for her, and it really was a special moment for us to see the effect that the gift had had on her. Without any words, her thanks were obvious. New on the list of suggested items last year were tape measures and screwdrivers. Sometimes it's difficult to communicate to people why such practical items are so valued. But over and over again, we saw how these gifts allowed for the fathers to be drawn into the experience of receiving a box and acknowledge their important role in the family. Romanian society is still very patriarchal. Work is scarce, and because most families have several children, the role of the mother is in the home. The fathers often do odd jobs or repair work within their communities, which earns them small amounts of money. Or, if work can't be found, then screwdrivers and tape measures help them to do jobs around their own homes. One man proudly showed us how he had put together the television in the house, pieced together from spare parts he had found, and how he had offered a repair service to his neighbours. A screwdriver was an essential tool in enabling him to do this. I often felt sorry for the fathers and worried that their pride in their ability to provide for their families would be hurt by strangers coming into their home and bringing gifts. My own father lost his job when I was young, and he found it very hard to accept that in some cases friends and relatives provided for us things that he felt he should have been providing himself. This is where the practical items in the box become so powerful. The kids would unearth them in their careful unpacking and would look for their fathers, who were often standing on the edge of the room, watching but not taking part. The children would reach out to them with these gifts, saying, "Papa," and drawing them into the circle of giving. For me, the most powerful thing was the connection made through these simple and appropriate gifts for men. On our first full day of delivering boxes, we visited the shanty town of Dallas, somewhat ironically named, on the outskirts of Yash. As we were carrying some boxes to a house, I noticed one with a delivery notice which had, under the additional items section, swimming goggles, written in a carefully formed child's handwriting. Now you have to picture the scene. Dallas shantytown stretches as far as the eyes can see, lines of washing flapping in the wind, muddy underfoot, and many of the houses are makeshift at best. One we visited was converted from a stable, and the wattle and door walls spoke more of a cowshed than a family home. The idea of swimming goggles being relevant here seemed very far-fetched. How very wrong I was. When we went into the house, an 8-year-old girl received the box. When she reached the swimming goggles, she held them up with great delight and then proceeded to put them on her face, laughing and smiling and pretending to swim, engaging us with her antics. If she never used them in the water, it wouldn't have mattered. The enjoyment she got from them and the laughter that was created made it a fabulous moment and one that we all shared in. Now, obviously, I'm not encouraging you to all include swimming goggles in your boxes, but it reinforced how the boxes allow us to connect with people we will never meet, and that every gift, however surprising, are motivated by kindness and thoughtfulness and have a powerful effect on those that receive them. Whenever I think of the boxes, I am always reminded of the verse from the Christmas carol In the Bleak Midwinter. It reads, "What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would play my part. But what I can, I give him, I give my heart." There was one thing that was common to every box that you won't find on any list or leaflet, but that was carefully packed alongside the toys, the toiletries, the sweets, and the woolly hats. That gift is love. The ability to reach out to our neighbours in the world and through the contents of a Christmas shoebox Let someone know that you care. For me, it was a great blessing to witness what your kindness made possible, and a powerful reminder of the fact that in giving, we do receive. Every one of the stories that I have shared with you today belong to you because your giving makes them possible. On behalf of them and the thousands of others like them, thank you for everything you do for Link Romania.
We're going to use a refrain for our prayers of intercession. I want three things that we should pray for. What should we pray for?
Peace.
In view of what we've heard, what should we be praying for? Generosity. Okay. Sorry, I didn't... Right. Okay. The bidding will come, but the response is, O Lord, hear my prayer, which for those of you using books, you would find at number 398. Let us join to pray. We ask, O God, for your blessing on the work of Link Romania. We ask that you would help them to have enough resource, that their work would develop. Keep all their workers safe and help them, Lord Jesus, to be tight in their administration so that the boxes are given out and you are known in this practical way. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray, Lord Jesus, that people would be generous. We thank you for this work, but we pray that we would be generous with other things that are a call upon us. We pray that it would not just be the generosity of our desire to give, but the generosity of finding the right gift, a gift that would build people up, that would help them to feel worthy rather than worthless. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray, O God, for those who are the weakest in our world. We pray that there would be peace. And we ask that you would bless negotiators and bless those who are involved in the civil service around the world to ensure that right is done. Bless the United Nations. We pray for peace in our homes. Peace in our relationships, in our churches, between our churches, and peace in our hearts. Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let's now continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. Bless this money that we bring. Bless Robin and his team who administer it for us. May this be used in your ways, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Phil. Don't use that mic. Yeah, here you go. Now, we offer our money, but we offer also our time. And that does not mean that we offer the time when we gather together to worship on a Sunday morning and we think, ah, yeah, Christianity, finish that, good. 12 o'clock, it's all over, it's behind me now. Wrong. For most of us, the most important things that we do as followers of Jesus are things that we do out with these walls. So, Phil is going to tell us what he is going to be doing this time tomorrow, and maybe a bit broader. Thank you, Phil.
Right. I suppose there's two ways I sort of involve with the community. One is kind of as trustees on committees, And another one is actually as a volunteer just doing the dirty work, if you like. It started way back when I was a social worker with establishing a meeting of people with physical disabilities on the Romney Marsh, who were all living very isolated, and started as a social club, which I initially chaired, and then of course the members themselves became the committee and took over, and so on. And this eventually led to a similar drop-in in Chiswick, when I was working in Chiswick, on Saturdays, and particularly Sunday lunches. No shopping on Sundays in those days, so people had nowhere to go. And again, I formed a committee of professionals and chaired the committee, and we set up, got funding, had a drop-in, and I used to, every third Sunday, go over to Chiswick and help as a volunteer worker. So this led to being invited to join the steering group of Churches Together in Kingston to set up something for homeless people, which is what I'm involved with now, the Kingston Church's Action on Homelessness, which opened to the public in 1993, and all but for 2 years, when I tried to retire, I've been chair of that board of trustees. And we have 5 paid staff who actually do the groundwork, actually meet with the clients and do the work, and we also give accommodation to over 40 people for up to 2 years, temporary accommodation to help them get on their feet. So that involves time going to committee meetings, but also calling in at the office to support the workers. And we also have a prayer meeting on Friday mornings before the official work starts, where those members of staff who are Christians meet. And it's very helpful being as chair, because I get to hear about the prayers for individual clients and individual situations, so it gives me a closer feel. The other thing on retirement, of course I'm still involved with Kingston Church's Action on Homelessness. On retirement, I decided I had more time, so for quite a long time I was a volunteer driver for the Cancer Research UK charity shop in Kingston, just collecting donations from people's homes where they had bags of stuff that they couldn't actually physically bring into Kingston. I no longer do this now, but I did take on, as some people know, the street pastors, who on Friday and Saturday nights meet here. We happen to be the church in the centre of Kingston, and we go out at nights from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. A group of 4 of us going around the town in the street pastor uniform, looking for anyone who needs help. If someone's collapsed in the doorway, check them out, call an ambulance if need be. We liaise with the police, we have radio contact with the CCTV. Sometimes they call us to scenes where they're concerned about something. If we see a fight developing, we can call it in and alert the CCTV, who get the police there quickly, that sort of thing. So this involves one night a month, and I always opt for Friday nights. So one night a month, Brenda always was with me as well, with both of us out on a Friday night, coming to this church here, wandering around the town, and sleeping in Saturday morning, of course. So my particular area of volunteering seems to have been involved with being on committees, setting up groups, and then supporting them, hopefully in a practical way as well. And then, of course, anyone can be a volunteer driver or work in a charity shop. And anyone can volunteer to support a group. There are many social groups for different peoples with different forms of, might be learning difficulty, mental health problems. There are all sorts of areas that you can offer your help. It's just giving the time. And God calls you to give your time.
And there's a small matter of the fact that you didn't even mention the fact of being a husband and supporting in the well, blimey, I mean, come on, being married to Brenda. Wash my mouth. But also, supporting with the fostering that you've done through the years as well.
Yeah, well that's Brenda's calling. I support Brenda, but that's Brenda's calling.
Right, let's pray. We ask for your blessing, Lord Jesus, on Phil. We pray that you would strengthen him in all the things that he does. Thank you for his gifts that he shares in our community. We ask that you would bless all those who serve as volunteers on a whole range of committees and organisations in this borough and beyond it. Bless the street pastors in their work. Bless Kingston Church's action on homelessness. Bless all those who are generous in their hospitality and welcome people into their homes. Help us to do your work in small and in big ways, and wherever we are, to be your people. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing. When you're ready, David. Sent by the Lord am I, my hands are ready now to make the earth the place in which the kingdom comes. Sent by the Lord am I, my hands are ready now. Sent by the Lord am I, hands ready now to make the place in which the kingdom comes. Sent by the Lord am I, hands ready now to make the place in which the kingdom comes. The age cannot change, for world that away into all the law of justice. Who hides the treasure, open our eyes. May the God who searches with us remind us what we are looking for. And the God who blows under cushions inspire us into every nook and cranny for the work of the kingdom. Amen.